Atlanta and Washington on Tuesday. It's also the return of Ryan Zimmerman after missing three games with a back issue. He's up in the home half of the first against R.A. Dickey. Washington already with a 1-0 lead, and Zimmerman looks healthy.
Long fly to the gap in left center field. That one's going to jet out of here. 2-0 Nets. Braves have a pretty darn good one, too. High fly to deep center. Inciarte going back to the warning track at the wall. And it is into the first row gone. Daniel Murphy, back-to-back home runs. Zimmerman and Murphy, and it's 3-0.
Ruiz officially 0-for-1. And Ross comes set. Right in front of the letters and the pitch. Hit hard to right field. Going back is Harper. This ball is gone. I mean, way into the seats. Adams will score. You know Ruiz is going to score. Second homer. RBI 7-8. And the Braves jump in front. It's 4-3. Nobody throwing in the Braves bullpen. Just a lot of guys pacing out there. And the 1-0 pitch. Zimmerman hits it high and deep to left field. The ballpark ain't going to hold this one. Way up over the Braves bullpen. Zimmerman has his second homer of the night. He'll drive in two, and back on top go the Nationals. It's 6-5. Wieters, who had spent his whole career with the Baltimore Orioles, hit to right center field in a bullet. Inciarte over there, can't play it. It backs off the wall. We got a foot race coming to the plate. Murphy with Rendon right on his heels. They score bang, bang, two more in. And this one is getting away. 8-5.
The Braves give up a 5-run sixth inning to the Nationals, and they lose 10-5 on Tuesday in Washington. After the game, here's Atlanta manager Brian Snitker.
The fifth inning was, like I was saying, the guys were coming in, it was like, that was a stupid knuckleball he had going. I mean, it was just, and then went out in the sixth and, yeah, lost it. I mean, it's just one of those feel things all the time, you know. He's not had it and then got it and ran with it, and then he had a really good one. You know, worked out great in the top of the sixth, and then it just, you know, flattened out, didn't have it. Doesn't take long to figure that out either.
Yeah, and it kind of overshadowed a pretty big game from Dansby and Rio.
No, yeah, I mean, it was great. It was, you know, even getting down when he left, you know, you just keep the game manageable. We got, you know, a few more cracks, and you still feel good about your chances, really.
How much do you like seeing the young guys get a chance to contribute like that?
I love it. I love seeing the young guys get a chance and play and you know, contribute and do well.
Dusty had said he likes to give Zimmerman an extra day or give his position guys an extra day when he thinks they're ready. So he held him out and said he wanted him to go against Dickey, since Dickey throws a knuckleball, didn't have to rotate as much to get ready for a fastball. Have you ever heard of any such explanation or something like that?
You don't have to what?
He didn't have to rotate as much for a guy like, say, and throw 95.
Because he was having back issues.
Oh, I got you. I got you. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, we should give him a couple of them day off tomorrow.
Rotated all right tonight.
Huh?
He rotated all right tonight.
Yeah, he looked fine to me. If he was having problems, I don't think he is anymore.
Well, he's some player, isn't he? Career resurgence that he's had, Zimmerman.
Yeah. I mean, I was here when he came into the league, and you know, got to know him or just talking to him as a third base coach, and you talk about a quality person and just does everything the right way and carries himself unbelievable and is a true pro. And you know, I just hope he doesn't do good against us. But you know, he's one of those guys that he's had injuries and he's doing well, and you like to see that. Not against us, but, yeah. You know. But, I mean, just like I say, talking to him over the years and getting to know him, he's just a wonderful person. And, you know, he's one of those boring pros. Just shows up and plays the game, you know. Just shows up every day and plays the game.
The series finale is Wednesday afternoon, with Tanner Roark taking his turn for the Nationals. Julio Teheran goes for Atlanta.